Councilman Shirley, would you give the invocation, please?
Yes, sir. Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings you bestowed on our community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores will be joining us by phone. Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So move.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Hernandez to briefly update us on D2, please.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, D2 is asking council for permission to solicit bids for a remodel of the non-commercial kitchen at the PRV Conference Center. The budget for this project is approximately $30,000. This is the little food prep area, I guess you'd say, where they serve coffee and donuts and cookies at the PRV. There's not an oven or stuff like that, so it's just snacks, basically. But this is asking for permission to do a basic remodel of that facility.
Questions for Mr. Hernandez?
Motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of application for a restaurant beer and wine liquor license with on-premises consumption only for Rosie's Mexican Restaurant located at 106 West Bonbright. Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, we're asking for approval of a beer and wine liquor license with on-premises consumption only. This would be for Rosie's Mexican Restaurant located at 106 West Bonbright. We had a public hearing at City Hall on January 8th. There was no one showed up in opposition at this meeting for this request. I believe the applicants are here if there is any questions.
Questions or comments from the council?
I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of a request to transfer outside city limits water service from A. Dunez to B. Burunda for property located at 1915 Connie Road. Mr. Myers.
Mayor, member of the council, this is a request to transfer a water account for properties located outside city limits. Property is located at 1915 Connie Road. It's been served city water for a number of years. The rates for this particular water service are 2.5 times the city rates since it's outside city limits. The property recently changed hands. The new owners want to transfer this account into their name. We presented this request to the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners at their meeting held last month, and the board passed a motion recommending approval of this request. So we're presenting this request to City Council tonight for your consideration.
Question for Mr. Myers.
Mr. Myers, would the additional water rights purchase required for that transfer be transferred along with, or would there be a separate charge for that?
Ms.?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval to review and proceed with resolution number 2019-56, a resolution requiring the removal of the buildings and debris at 910 Sandia. Owner Jim Yeager and Ms. Reardon.
Mayor, Council, this is a matter of property that had come before Council at the last meeting, the meeting in December. At that time, it was recommended by staff. The property had been inspected by code enforcement, the building department, and the fire marshal. They all recommended it for condemnation. The building was unoccupied. There was concerns about the fact that the roof had come apart in places. That had allowed water in, possibly from rain, possibly from a evaporative cooler on the roof. The water coming in had damaged the interior of the roof. There had also been some plumbing issues that had damaged into the floor joists. The electrical system was antiquated and in very poor shape. And so there was some very deep concerns about the condition of the property. A letter was sent out, and in response, the owner was not available to come to council, but his fiancée, Patricia White, came to council. She asked for additional time. The motion was made by council and approved not to rescind the resolution. Well, actually, this initially came earlier than in December. We had the appeal of the decision. Council decided not to rescind the resolution at the December meeting, but instead to give them until this meeting to do some work on the property. We asked, council conditioned that additional time on four things. One was that the property be boarded up. Also was that they provide a written review of the property from a properly licensed New Mexico general contractor. And that would asking that that contractor explain what was going to be done to the property and what it would take to do that property. They were also to present a timeline for when the work would be done and a financial plan for paying for the work. I sent that council meeting happened, I believe, on the 10th. On the 12th, I sent a letter to Mr. Yeager and also to Ms. Patricia White explaining the four things that were to be done. And that letter went out. There is some OSB board. We have some current photos on your desk. Some OSB board has been put up around the property, meeting perhaps that first condition that it be secured from entry. But there has been nothing else presented to staff about the condition of the property, addressing what needs to be done, what the timeline is, or a financial plan for it. We do have Mr. Ray Benavides here with the building department to address any particular concerns that might exist about the property. And I believe Ms. Patricia White might also be here tonight.
Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the resolution?
Patty White, and this.
I'm Alfred Crossman with CD General Contracting out of Las Cruces. And we're here because they were requesting a proposal for any work that's going to be done to this premises at 910 Sandia.
I haven't had time to make copies, but should I give it to
them? Might give it to the attorney. And
do you want me to ask a few
she
questions?
Can.
Do you want me to ask a few questions?
You can.
Mr. Crosco, are you a licensed contractor?
Yes, I am.
And you are from where?
Las Cruces.
When did you inspect the premises?
I was there on November 15th.
November 15th? Have you presented this to anyone at the city yet?
No, I have not.
It doesn't look like a detailed, it just looks like you've got six things listed, where you say remodel 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and you say windows 7,000, plumbing 6,000, electrical 10,000, drywall 7,500, floor, it looks like carpet 8,000, roof 3-tab, 10,500.
That's correct.
You have not. Besides that, you have no other information about the condition of the property?
No, ma'am. Not at this time.
And did you inspect this, or did you have someone else inspect this?
No. I was sent here in David Hernandez's place. He's the owner of CD General. but he didn't have a chance to make this meeting. He had another hearing in Las Cruces.
And so who actually inspected this property?
Me and David.
And did you, have you talked to an engineer about the roof? I know concerns were expressed about the condition of the support within the roof.
Yeah, well, we build houses from the ground up. So from what we've seen, there's nothing that, you know, that seems to be like it's going to be undoable. Like.
And there was also supposed to be a timeline for the work will be done. Have you provided that?
6 months.
And then we were asking for a financial plan.
That I can't get from the bank. I can't just go and get Jim's financial statements from the bank. But as far as the job, everything has been paid for already.
Well, at that point, what they're estimating is over $50,000 worth of work.
Yes, the material is already, we've already got all the material. And
that's correct.
And where is this material?
It's at our address on Orchard.
Any further questioning to council?
I've got one. The proposal I just read was dated January 7th.
Right.
You said you looked at this in November.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, we
2 months left.
Yeah, we weren't up here at the time, and then the holidays got in the middle of everything.
Further questions from the council? Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak for the resolution? Mr. Salinas, did you have anything you wanted to bring up?
No.
Okay. Anyone else that would like to speak to the issue?
Mayor, can we ask a question?
Yes.
Was this supposed to be delivered to the council before the meeting or after the meeting? What's the timeline here? Eileen, can you address that?
It was asked to be provided as soon as possible so that it could be appropriately reviewed, yes. And this is the first we've staff has seen of it.
I think this is appropriate. Okay.
Further questions?
Mayor, I don't believe that this met the stipulation that were made at our last city council, the timeline, the actions taken. The date on the proposal is questionable related to the date, in my mind, related to the date of inspection. I don't see anything really having been done, and therefore I would move to proceed with the condemnation.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Do you want to explain, Eileen, what that means?
You want to explain that?
Do you have a specific question or?
Y'all just decided to demolish this house? Is that correct?
That is correct. The vote has been to proceed with the resolution.
Okay. May I have had four contractors over there. Every single one of them said that there's nothing wrong with the structure of that house. There's this metal beam going through the bottom of it. That house is not going anywhere. I don't know why anyone else would want that house demolished.
Essentially, ma'am, that there were four requirements and you really only met one, which was having it enclosed. One of the things that they specifically asked for was a financial plan. and that has not been provided.
A financial plan for what? I don't understand that. What?
As spelled out in the letter, it was a financial plan for paying for the work. And so essentially, you've presented us with a very rough estimate for $50,000, $55,000, and you have not provided the financial plan to show that you are capable or that Mr. Yeager is capable of paying for this.
Okay, but the material, that's already paid for. We've got that.
And
the labor and everything else, I mean, what do y'all want? Everyone that gets a permit, do y'all require them to a financial plan? Do y'all require a financial plan from them?
Under certain circumstances, yes, including in some demolitions we have.
Okay, that's demolition. But this, we're just doing a remodel.
At this point, council has voted. And the vote is to proceed with the resolution.
Okay, so can I take this to court?
That's your next option, yes.
Okay.
Any further explanation on? Okay. Number 7, consider approval of resolution number.
Number 6.
Oh, I'm sorry. Getting ahead of myself. Consider approval of resolution number 2020-01, a resolution supporting certain amendments to the lodger's tax law. Ms. Austin.
Hello, Mayor, Council. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening. As you are all aware, during the last legislative session, there was a tenancy tax bill introduced separate from the current lodger's tax law that would have allowed cities and counties the opportunity to impose an occupancy tax beyond the first days currently allowed by lodger's tax. Because this bill was introduced late in the session, it became difficult to gain legislative support and fine-tune the bill along the way. This session, a new bill is being introduced that merely amends the current lodger's tax law, which is a much simpler version of the last session's tenancy tax bill. This is a bipartisan bill that is being sponsored in the Senate by Senator George Munoz and co-sponsored in the House by our local delegation, including Representative Jim Townsend and Catherine Brown. In summary, the bill does the following. It eliminates the greater than 30-day stay exemption, makes no change to the 5% maximum tax rate. The first 30 days continues to be allocated to only tourist-related advertising and facilities. The tax generated after the first 30 days can be used at the discretion and direction of the governing board for such things as public safety, road maintenance, landfill, or additional tourist-related programs, or any combination of government activities. And finally, two exemptions have been added. The first is for those that have manifested an intent to be a resident, and the second is for those that are low income. The city staff, along with other city leaders, feel that this is a good method for generating additional needed revenues and not taxing the city's permanent residents. We would ask that you approve this resolution. And I'll answer any questions you may have.
Questions for Ms. Austin?
Mayor, I have one if I may. Ms. Austin, how would somebody prove residency?
So we've worked with this with Catherine Brown, and she said it could be just like a university where you have to prove that you qualify for in-state tuition. It could be a driver's license. It could be a voter registration. And that would be something that would be defined in the ordinance.
Where would it be submitted to?
Okay, it would be submitted to the vendee or the person or company providing the accommodations.
They would have to keep it on file for audit purposes and things like that, I guess.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
A second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ms. Austin, thank you for all your work on this bill.
Thank you.
Number 7, consider approval of resolution number 2020-02, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 506 North 7th Street, owner, estate of Lino Rodriguez, care of Jose and Mercedes Fuentes. Again, Ms. Reardon.
This is a fairly narrow lot. I think it's less than 50 feet wide. There's not a structure on it. There is some now dead, taller weeds on it. Of particular concern to code enforcement was the taller dead trees on it. Code enforcement has tried to get in contact with the owners. The letters that they have sent have come back as undeliverable. They've recommended it. The code enforcement department plus the fire marshal have recommended it for cleanup as a weed and debris cleanup. As you can see from the photos, there's a little bit of trash or debris on it, but it's primarily weeds and the dead trees. If we are unable to get a letter was sent again to the same address we have. We have not gotten the return receipt back on it. If council adopts the resolution requiring that the property cleaned up, the city will proceed with notifying the owners either through personal service if they can be located reasonably within the town of Carlsbad or within the city of Carlsbad, or by posting in publication.
Is there a representative here tonight? If not, question from the council.
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of resolution number 2020-03, a resolution requiring the removal of weeds and debris at 914 North Pate, owner Diana Meek. Ms. Reardon.
This is a property that does have a residence on it. The residence appears to be unoccupied. The proposed resolution is not about the residence, which as you can see has been somewhat closed up, but is instead about the property. Again, this is an issue over some dead trees. In particular, there's the dead tree that you saw in that first photo that's kind of at the corner of the house. Some of the neighbors are concerned about the fact that it's in very poor shape. They're worried it's going to topple and either hit the house or come onto their property. Code enforcement and the fire marshal have inspected it. There's not much in the way of debris on it, but again, it's, as you can see from the photos, taller dead vegetation plus some tree limbs and some a little bit of debris and the dead tree. That's their concern. Code enforcement has been in contact with the owner. She lives out of town. She has explained to code enforcement that she is unable to take care of this property and will not do anything about it. So code enforcement, after several attempts to contact her, has forwarded this on to my office for consideration for a weed and debris cleanup condemnation. Again, as is usual, if we are unable to locate her by personal service, then we will instead have her served due to my publication and posting on the property. We will continue to send a letter to the address. The address that we do have is this address, but according to the post office, the mail is being forwarded from that address. So my letter advising her about today's meeting, according to the online postal information, has been forwarded.
Is there a representative here tonight? If not, question from the council.
I've got one. She is or will be made aware of the lien that will be placed on the property.
I do say in the first letter I send out that in the event that they do not clean it up, a lien is placed and the city then has the right to foreclose it. That is also stated in the resolution itself that if the city, all reasonable expenses to the city to complete the work may become a lien on the property. And with the second letter that we'll send out saying that this went to council, we say the same thing. You have 30 days to clean it up. If it's not brought into compliance, all reasonable cost to the city may become a lien, and in the city's option, the city could choose to foreclose that lien. So we try to alert people to the negative consequences from the get-go.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Number nine, consider approval of ordinance number 2020-01, an ordinance rezoning part of C2 Commercial 2 District to R2 Residential 2 District for an approximately 0.40 acre property located at 511 West Lee. A, public hearing, and B, consider approval. And Mr. Patterson.
Good Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning for the property located at 511 West Lee Street from C2 Commercial 2 District to R2 Residential 2 District. Residential 2 District is our definition in the zoning ordinance that accommodates a higher density residential. I believe that the applicant plans to build a small apartment complex there. You would have to ask them about the unit count at this point, but I think that is their plan. When looking at the properties on the map, the properties to the north and south are zoned R2 residential 2, so this would not create a spot zone. This item was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the December 2nd meeting, and that body voted 5 in favor to recommend approval to council.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. We will now convene as a public hearing. Is there anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? Will you state your name for the record, please?
Mr. Mayor, my name is Ron Priestley. I'm a partner in the TAJ Investment Properties. I appreciate the opportunity to address you and the City Council. Our plan is to build a 14-unit apartment complex on the property. There are two lots there that are adjacent to one another. At a future time, we would dissolve the lot line between the two. One's going to be used for parking, the other for the building itself. These are two-bedroom units. They're the type of housing that Carlsbad is in dire need of. They're not planned to be expensive, but very functional so that we can provide some housing for the folks here in Carlsbad. And it's located in a nice little neighborhood, so we're hoping that we can draw some new teachers to the area so that they can have some affordable housing as well.
Question from the council? Thank you.
How many parking spots are you going to have? Are you going to have enough for those 14 units?
Yes, sir. There are enough. They're just enough. It's a little bit snug, but there are enough parking spots per the code.
Further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as a City Council to consider approval.
Make a motion for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
You're approved. Number 10, Council Committee Reports, and I'd ask Councilor Rodriguez to give us an update on the census.
Yes, sir, Mayor. We have been working, as you're aware, I am also co-chair of the County Census 2020 Committee. We've been actively meeting as a county group, and we are planning a meeting on January 27th of the Carlsbad Census 2020 Committee. One of the things that I wanted to do was wait a little while so that we could get, I felt like I was juggling too many balls at one time. Mm-hmm. I needed to get some answers. So I've been to two state meetings now and have had the opportunity to get a couple of the Census 2020 state level people here. We also had a gentleman from Utah come in today. Mm-hmm. And we were able to take them on a tour of the city, look at man camps. Mr. Lowe came along with us. The object of the trip was to make them aware of the situation. The fact that we have a man camp is not unique to Carlsbad, but the size, number, width and breadth of what we have is what's concerning. And until you've driven through those, you're really not aware. So we've had those people here. I believe they're well aware now, and they're more receptive to the ideas that we are coming up with. But our main concern is that we count those people and that we get credit in the total population for the souls living in those RV camps.
Any questions for Mr. Rodriguez? No, thank you. Anyone else on the council have a committee report? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 11, and I'll call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn in a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye.
All right.